Greg Marad is joining me, Vice President of Legislation at the National Right to Work Committee. And it looks like this is going to be back on the block. Dr. Rand Paul has reintroduced the National Right to Work Act. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you being here. I think this is just a no-brainer. I don't think
anybody
should be forced to do anything they don't want to do. Seriously.
It's just, yeah, the whole idea is un-American.
Yeah, I agree. But the unions think differently, and they think that you are stepping in their stew. They don't like it.
I'm interrupting their gravy train, that's for sure.
That's why I went with stew, because I really do feel like it's a ripoff. If you want to be in a union, great, because no one's telling you can't. This is just giving people the option that if they don't want to, it doesn't mean they can't work.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, sure, they like getting money that people don't have any choice about, but it doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that they're actually entitled to it. They just managed to muscle the government into doing it way back in 1935, and it's long past time to fix that mistake.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do almost 100% give money to Democrats when it's election time. And as a staunch conservative, that would really kind of piss me off.
And if I'm a conservative guy paying dues to that union to watch them turn it around and give it to my political opponents, that would make me mad too. But,
yeah,
you know, it's not just about the political money. The contract negotiation doesn't benefit everybody. It always is going to benefit some at the expense of others. Usually it is going to benefit the least productive and really harm those who want to work harder, longer, or smarter and be rewarded for it.
Yeah, so all the way around, if you really dig into this and you look at it, even if you're in a union, again, good for you. I'm happy for you. Stay in your union. You do you. But the ones who don't want to do that really don't have an option unless we have right to work. Now, some states have enacted this, but this is national.
This would be a national right to work law. We believe that it's Congress's job to fix this problem because Congress created the problem. The National Labor Relations Act, you know, it's a funny thing. It talks a lot about what employers can say and do and what employees can say or what unions can say and do, but only one section talks about the rights of employees. And I'm going to paraphrase it for you, but it says they have the right to be a part of a union without being fired or discriminated for it, and they have the right to refrain, except that the union contract can force them to pay dues. So the National Right to Work Act doesn't add a single new word. All it does is delete the exception, leaving the pure and unadulterated right to refrain.
Well, and for me, you know, a lot of people are like, let the states make their own decisions. And normally I'm for that when it comes to just about anything that the national lawmakers want to take hold of, because sometimes every state is a little bit different on morality or what they want to see done with their trees or whatever the case may be. some of those things are innocuous to me, and I don't care what they do in their own state. But when it comes to abortion or when it comes to right to work, those are things that I think should nationally be finally put to bed.
Yeah, the Tenth Amendment, you know, reserves all the powers not delegated to Congress to the states, and a lot of people forget the next clause, and to the people.
Uh-huh.
And the choice whether to join a union should be reserved to the people, not even to the states.
Yeah.
And that should be protected by Congress.
You know, it's kind of like when you start a job and you sign up for a 401k, but you don't really check out or they don't give you options of where your money goes. Like if mine went to BlackRock, I would crap the bed and want to take my money out of there, but I don't get an option. You know, I'm not saying they do that here because I don't even have the 401k here, but I'm just saying it's kind of like that. It's you're being forced to support something you absolutely abhor.
Yeah, it's an obscenity.
Yeah.
It truly is. I mean, Thomas Jefferson, it was quoted famously on this, that to compel a man to furnish money for the propagation of ideas that he disagrees with is sinful and tyrannical.
Yeah. And in a nutshell, I'm guessing that's the right to work slogan.
We use it a lot. That's
you should.
For sure.
Yeah, because it does, you know, if the shoe fits. All right. So do you think this has an onion's chance of getting through?
Oh, well, I don't think we have 60 votes to break a filibuster in the Senate yet. So, no, the goal in the short term, in this biennium at least, is probably not enactment of the bill. But we want to get congressmen and senators to co-sponsor the bill. We'd love to have roll call votes on the floor so that we can put them all on record. And then the American people can see who stands for freedom and who stands for union boss coercion. And I think I know what the American people would do with that information.
Well, I think so, too, but in an area, because we're in an area where there are a lot of labor unions. Again, I'm all about you. Do what you want to do. I just, you know, give options. That's all we're asking. Well, but you've never seen people show out at an election when right to work is on the ballot. When every single union worker on the planet comes out to vote.
Well, they do, but, you know, they're not all voting the way the union bosses tell them to.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is why the Teamsters, for example, were afraid to endorse Kamala Harris, because they knew that two-thirds or more of their members were going to be voting for Donald Trump. Yeah. It's the same thing with Right to Work. When we poll Right to Work, it polls in favorably among 80% of the population and even, you know, 60% among union members. People get it. Right to Work gives the union accountability.
I see the bumper sticker all the time, Greg, that says Right to Work is a ripoff, and then it has their local union and the number. And I'm like, did they not explain it to you? I don't get why they think that.
Well, the union bosses, of course, hate it because they like their free gravy train, and they have a pretty big propaganda machine to their members. And they lie to their people. They tell them the Right to Work will increase infant mortality rates. And, you know, you can't believe the stuff that comes out of their mouths on this topic. It's absurd, but they do an awful lot of propagandizing of their members and the politicians, and they try to do the public at large, too. And, I mean, some of that does have an effect. But at the end of the day, this is still about freedom, and the vast, vast majority of Americans recognize that.
I'm still stuck on infant mortality rates. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Anyway, I guess, you know, the brew will do whatever it's got to do. This is going to be introduced when? Has it been? Or
It was introduced last week in the Senate by Rand Paul, as you noted, and in the House by Joe Wilson from South Carolina.
Okay. So we don't have the 60 now in the Senate to do it, but we've got another election. I could vomit because every time we're constantly in an election cycle. It makes me sick. But if the Senate turns and they do have 60, I bet this gets shoved through. Trump will sign it.
Trump would sign it. At least he has told us he would sign it in the past. And, yeah, if we can get to 60 votes in the Senate and a slightly bigger majority of Republicans in the House, yeah, this could get through.
Okay.
So maybe another election cycle, maybe two, maybe three, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
But politics is a long-term game if you want to do big things.
Yeah.
Well, and so you gotta fight the long fight.
What do we say to the union people who are screaming at the radio right now that we're full of crap and everything we're saying isn't true?
Oh, I would just encourage them to really take a look at it. Right to Work doesn't prohibit their collective bargaining. It just says if they like their union, they should fund it, and if they don't like their union, they should be free not to. And frankly, again, it creates a layer of accountability. If the union leadership is skimming and scamming and stealing money, the rank and file tends to know it. And if they can vote with their feet, you see a lot less of that kind of behavior.
Yeah. So how would that affect then? Because I know oftentimes with federal bids, they won't even go with someone who's not a union.
Yeah, that's a slightly separate issue. It's called project labor agreements. The government basically forces you to sign up with a union in order to bid on a project. Whenever we had, well, under Obama and under Biden, they signed all these executive orders requiring all of their agencies to only work with union contractors, which is, again, 6% of the workforce at this point. It's absurd that 94% of the workforce that pays for their tax dollars for these projects isn't even allowed to bid on them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's an obscenity we'd like to see erased as well.
Yeah. So I guess right now we're in limbo.
In terms of passage of the bill, for sure. But we're not in limbo in terms of the work. We're busy and actively recruiting co-sponsors and working towards roll call votes that put them on record so that we can continue building for the future.
Okay. So I think everyone needs to take a good hard look at this before they get too all, you know, caught up in the nines here. Everybody, read what they're actually proposing here. It does not affect your ability to join a union. You are free to do that, bar none.
Absolutely, as you should be.
Yeah. So I just got a note from somebody who said, and I'm running out of time. I've got about 2.5 minutes left. But they said right to work allows people to work at a union and get the benefits that the guys who pay for, they don't have to pay for. Is that true or not true?
There's an assumption built into the question, which is that the contract is a universal benefit. It is not a universal benefit. It benefits some and harms others. It, generally speaking, harms the ones who would love to work harder, smarter, or longer than the contract allows and be compensated for their skill and their diligence. And contract usually puts not just a wage floor, keep in mind, but a wage ceiling. And if you want to do more and be rewarded for it, you can't under most union contracts. And that's not the only thing. So there are plenty of people who don't think the contract is a benefit to them at all, and they should be free not to have to pay for representation and a contract that was forced on them against their interests.
Okay. So there you have it, folks. How do people learn more about this?
Now, they can find us online at www.nrtwc.org. That's the initials of National Two Right to Work Committee.
All right. Please check it out before you form your opinion. Just look at every avenue of information that you have before you get angry or happy about something like this. We're just giving you the information. It hasn't happened yet, but it's been introduced. And if the day comes when there are enough people to ratify this and put it on the president's desk, he's going to sign it. And then you will see that it's not really going to change a whole lot for you, other than some people aren't going to have to support people in government they don't want to support. Can you imagine having to support Kamala Harris?
It would be appalling.
I think I would quit
appalling.
Before I would do that. I would literally quit. Anyway,
yeah.
Greg Murat is Vice President of Legislation at the National Right to Work Committee, and Rand Paul's introduced it. Now we wait. Thank you, Greg.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Bye-bye.